When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura. So stay with us.
فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثأرك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي. May my father and mother be sacrificed for you. لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكْ. Indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense. فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكْ. Therefore I ask Allah, who venerated your station, وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكْ, and honored me through you, أَنْ يَرْزُقَنِي طَلَبَ ثَارِكْ, to provide me with the succor, to avenge for your blood. مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. With a supported leader from the family of Muhammad, may Allah pour down his mercy on him and his progeny. Regarding this part, لقد عظم مصابي بك, indeed my affliction due to what happened to you is immense, we said that we are actually believing that the calamity that has befallen us is indeed immense and severe because of the fact that we know what happened to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So, لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكْ. We know that it is a great affliction, but we know what happened to you, and this affliction is immense. But we said that we express our state of intense affliction, our intense sorrow, but in order to realize this, we must go through important stages, which is making and raising true love for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and proper knowledge about the personality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, as well as the details of the tragedy of Karbala. We said that if we express our great sorrow through inauthentic records, through these false writings, through these false theories, our foundation, I mean, the foundation of our sorrow is really in question here, because this sorrow is questionable. In such a case, it is the calamity on the Hussein of our fictitious thoughts which we express our griefs and sorrows for. We should read, we should convey the events narrated from scholars whom we can genuinely trust, so that the tears are shed due to the truth that is narrated. We need to try to understand, to recognize the genuinely trustworthy scholars in this field. some noble scholars, in order to avoid any kind of deviation and misquotation, try to read these books called Maqtal. So in this case, the listeners will get accurate information based on truth. It is said that it is noteworthy, actually, that the leader of Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has read some of these Maqtal books, some parts of these reliable books of narration, in some of his Friday sermons. Also, martyr Ayatollah Qadhi Tabrizi, a great scholar of his time, is reported to have said about the reliable books of Maqtal, "The reports contained in the book Luhuf of Sayyid Ibn Tawus, may Allah have mercy on him, are very reliable. And among the maqatil, that no maqtal is at par with this in terms of authenticity and reliability." So maqtal is the kind of book that narrates the tragedy of Karbala, and there are different kinds of maqtals available. What we need to do is to try to understand the most reliable ones.
When people ask, "I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right," go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, "I'm confused," say, "Please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion." You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So based on what we said, what we concluded is that tangible sorrow can only be realized well when the one understands the truth of how a vicegerent of Allah on the earth, who enjoyed the highest level of perfection, was mercilessly treated, was mercilessly killed, then it is only in that case that one can really feel the expression لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكَ. Indeed, my affliction is immense. لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكَ. It is only in this case that one can vocalize the same. That's why this is so important, to read from the authentic books, to avoid expressing our sorrow through inauthentic records, because foundation of our sorrow is questionable in that case. For example, the maqtal called Luhuf of Sayyid Ibn Tawus, we observe a lamentation that is read from the text in that book. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظما الزمان والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكي ككل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين